You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's just gone 6:38. If you're tuning in, you're listening to the SAFM Market Update. I'm your host, Jimmy Moyaha. We're taking a look at Invicta Holdings Limited. They gave us an update for the 6 months ended September 2024. Not a full year for them, but rather a half year for them. And I'm joined on the line by the company's CEO, Stephen Joffe, to take a look at the performance over the first 6 months of the new year. Good evening, Stephen. Lovely to catch up as always. We spoke at the end of last year. We were looking optimistic and excited for the new year. A lot has happened since you and I have spoken. How's the new year kicked off?
Well, it started really, really tough. If you can imagine, before the election in South Africa, there was a lot of holdback and apprehension in the market. And post that, things have improved a lot. So that's been our 6 months in a very mixed period of time. Very tough in the beginning, better at the end, and very, very volatile with regard to foreign exchange.
Let's dip into that. Volatile is putting it mildly. I mean, last year is a 33 million rand gain, this time an 18 million rand loss. Absolutely nothing you can do about where the exchange rate is going to go. And even if you are going to hedge against that, you don't know for how long. I mean, that's probably one of the toughest things to look at when you've got operations that are exposed to foreign currencies.
Yeah, it's very, very tough to predict. And this year was manifest by a very weak dollar and actually a very strong rand. Post the election, the rand gained 9.2%. At the beginning of the period, $1 would buy you 18 Rand 96. At the end, $1 would buy you 17 Rand 22. That's unbelievable. And that Rand strength manifests in various currencies, not only against the US dollar. And, you know, going into the election, we hedged all our South African debt, and we repaid all our foreign borrowings. And then the Rand strengthened significantly. But, you know, if we looked at it again, would we do the same? Absolutely.
You have to be prudent in your approach. You can't rely on what may or may not come up. You can't say we would wait for this to happen or we'd hope for this to happen. Deal with the cards that you've been dealt, and you've been making the most of that. Stephen, I want to take a look at the rest of the numbers over the first 6 months of the year. Profits down quite a bit there. That's going to have an impact on the rest of the line items. Revenue down as well, about 10%. But the business is still ticking on. I mean, 10% is a big number, but relative to how much revenue you're actually generating?
So our revenue was down, was actually up 2% for the year. I'm not sure, you know, which segment you might be looking at. But the revenue was up 2% for the year, and we managed to actually, on that 2%, to increase our operating profit by 7% on a sustainable basis.
Yes, sorry, you're right, Stephen. The revenue was up 2%. I was looking at the shareholders' equity. My apologies for that. Looking at the wrong line item on the SENS announcement. But yes, revenues were up for the year. And I suppose that does speak to the marginal increase there, does speak to the fact that even in the trying times, eking out growth is still important from a business perspective.
Absolutely. And you know, if I could just address the shareholders' equity line that you just referred to. The decrease there was because we redeemed the preference shares. It's one of the things we're very proud of. But during the period, we redeemed 703 million rand worth of preference shares, and we have no longer the preference shares in our capital structure. So that decrease that you see in shareholders' equity is mainly attributable to the preference shares being removed.
Stephen, when we look at the rest of the business, what does the balance sheet look like? Are we sitting at new things? I mean, I know that you and I spoke about some interest that was happening in the UK side of things. There were some acquisitions that you guys were busy with in the UK. But I see there was also some disposals that went through since the last time you and I spoke. Has everything been finalized? And can you kind of give us an update on what has been finalized?
Yeah, so we closed the acquisition that we spoke about last time. It's embedded into our business, NWB, and it's done remarkably well, probably yielding about a 19% return at the moment in pounds. KMP, the business that we sold was more operationally aligned to that K&N business. In K&N, we mainly do the undercarriage, and KMP does the engine parts. But often we speak to the same customer. So we thought that they should both be in the same group. And that's why we sold the KMP business into our K&N joint venture.
What does that then mean for the business going forward? Are you interested in acquiring things? Are you shopping around for things? I mean, understandably, it's been a difficult time and maybe the business might be seeing things that are attractive. The same way you saw the UK acquisition. I remember when you and I caught up, you said it was about finding the right businesses that fit within what you guys are looking for, but also finding them at the right price.
Yeah, our corporate finance team are remarkably busy, and we probably look at acquisitions almost every week. Most of them we don't take further, but you know, we do see stuff that we can afford and stuff that will be accretive to our earnings, and those are the ones we generally pursue. We are sitting on a lot of cash in Key and Ann. I must actually talk about the sale of the warehouse there, but our net debt, by the end of the year, after the sale of the Q&N warehouse, we estimate to be around 500 million. So we've got a lot of capacity in South Africa and offshore to buy businesses.
Net debt coming down to 500 million. That's quite an impressive figure, especially considering that debt can become a problem from a business perspective. You mentioned having cash on hand and being able to take advantage of opportunities. We're seeing the likes of Warren Buffett do the exact same in the US with his portfolio acquisitions. From your perspective as Invicta, is it down to a particular region? Is it down to understanding some offshore exposure from a currency perspective as well that might be an impact? I mean, regions like Nigeria would have obviously been negatively impacted by their currency devaluations. Are you region agnostic at the moment, or is it more just saying this is a right opportunity for us that lines up with our business regardless of where it is?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got quite nice places in several countries, and we don't mind investing like close to where we are, where we've got management capacity. And generally, it's our management in the region that introduces us to the opportunities. So as we invest more, we get to see more opportunities in the area. What's interesting to us at the moment is the opportunities in the United States. If they embark on a big infrastructure spend, which I think they are going to do, our businesses, which supply aftermarket parts, will be highly desirable, and we should be able to supply a lot of our parts into that supply chain.
Stephen, what does the next 6 months look like? Are you forecasting that the business would go through some headwinds? And obviously, you would have started part of that 6 months already, but are you kind of happy with where the business is at the moment?
Yeah, I think things in South Africa feel like they're getting better. Mm. And October was a fair month for us, a better month than last year, so we were happy with that. We don't really make forecasts, but the big change that's going to happen is we sold our warehouse in Singapore for $63 million, and with a net consideration of $57 million after tax and other costs. We're going to declare a dividend of $40 million out of that, and we're going to use that to reduce our debt in South Africa. So that reduction of debt will save us interest, and I'm anticipating that the business will grow because of things like that.
Very, very acute management of the operations. We looked forward to seeing how this next 6 months shapes up and catching up at the end of the year. All the best for the rest of the year, Stephen. We're going to catch up when we reflect on the full year's numbers. We'll leave the conversation there for now, though. That's Stephen Ajofi, who is the CEO at Invicta Holdings, on the company's half-year performance, showing that the business is doing well despite having to take that 18 million rand foreign exchange or forex loss as a result of the movement in the rand and the dollar.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.